It's The Record on KUOW. I'm Marcy Silman. In the Puget Sound area, we like to think we live green. We separate our recyclables and we compost banana peels, onion skins. But local entrepreneur Zach McMurray thinks we're missing an obvious recyclable, our poop. Right now, human waste goes through a treatment process, then it heads right into the local landfill. McMurray and his partner want to put that poop to good use. They've come up with a process to turn human excrement into car fuel. You heard me right. Zach McMurray says there's a lot of dirt left over after we flush the toilet.
Typically, whenever you flush your toilet and things like that, it goes through a million pipes that lead all the way to your wastewater treatment plant. And there they have a very long process for treating that and taking all of the toxic material out of it and taking it and kind of changing it into something that is inert enough that it can go back into the river or into whatever watershed that they're going to put the water back into. And what they end up with at the end of the day is clean water and this stuff called biosolids. And biosolids are basically the leftover material after they treat your wastewater. And it's a lot like, if you looked at it, it would look like dirt. And so our process actually takes those biosolids, which they typically have to get rid of by other means, and takes it through a biological and a chemical step, which is very, very complicated, I guess. And then at the end of the day, we end up with a liquid biofuel.
There's a bunch of questions that just rolled into my head. The first is that I understand that you do this in your garage right now. So first off, do you just drive up to the waste treatment plant and take home a few buckets of this stuff?
It's kind of surprising, how easy it is to get this stuff, because right now they, wastewater treatment plants, they have to pay to get rid of it. So it's something that they're willing to give you,
Really?
Yeah.
Where does it go when they get rid of it?
So right now, King County is actually one of the more progressive areas for removing these biosolids. And I think over the last decade or so, wastewater treatment plants have kind of changed the way they've thought about these biosolids that they're producing and taken them from more of a kind of something that they have to pay to get rid of. They used to use them for landfill cover. King County's gotten pretty smart about it, and they actually they've even branded their biosolids, and they call it Loop.
So essentially, Loop is the name that they give the stuff after they purify the liquid parts so that they can put it back into the Sound or the rivers or wherever they put the water.
Yeah, it's the solid stuff left over that right now they're taking to forestry projects in the Cascades, taking them out to some, agricultural products.
That's a whole other interview, I think. Is this your full-time job?
It is now. Yes, it is.
Zach McMurray is working on a new technology that would help turn feces into fuel, and maybe we'd fuel our cars with them. So how much fuel have you actually made out of biosolids?
So very little, actually. In total, we have only produced less than 2 gallons, really, total of the fuel.
2 gallons, and then did you just put it into your car?
No, so actually we partnered with Oak Ridge National Labs, and they have a very high-tech combustion engine lab down there. And basically what we did is we produced the fuel. We actually produced that fuel at the University of Alabama, and then we shipped it to Oak Ridge National Labs, and they ran all kinds of combustion tests on it to figure out if this is a useful fuel, what would it look like, what do the emissions look like in it.
What does the fuel itself look like?
It's actually, whenever it's purified, it's fairly clear, and it actually has kind of a sweet odor to it. It doesn't stink like you would think. It's actually very very amenable, I think, to somebody putting it in their tank.
How much biosolid does it take to make 2-ish gallons of this biofuel?
So the conversion is about 24 kilos of biosolids to make a gallon of it. So it's kind of a lot. But at the end of the day, that's actually fairly good for the industry.
So, Zach, you sent this to a very prestigious kind of laboratory. You feel really confident that if you started producing this stuff in mass, it would, we could buy it at a pump somewhere and run our cars on it?
One of the things that really made our fuel interesting compared to other biofuels, because there's a lot of people out there doing really great biofuel research and coming up with all kinds of biofuels made from all kinds of things, is that our biofuel can actually blend with gasoline and diesel. And that's interesting because it allows us to kind of ease into using this biofuel. You don't have to create a car that just runs on our biofuel. You can use existing cars and engines, and you can actually you know, start blending in the biofuel to kind of displace some of the non-renewable oil-based fuels. And we've tested up to about 20% of a blend that will go into existing gasoline and diesel engines.
You're planning to partner with King County Waste Management, I suppose, if you raise the money that you need. How would that partnership help you make more of this fuel?
So the next stage would be the really exciting stage. What we're doing now is we're trying to establish our lab in Seattle and get the equipment that we would need to make reasonable quantities of the fuel. The stage after that is where it gets kind of really exciting, where we would work with King County, and basically after we've kind of done some of the risk reduction of the technology and vetted out more of our assumptions and things like that, we would be able to maybe pick a small wastewater treatment plant or, you know, take some biosolids from one of their existing plants and basically start to produce fuel in 24 hours a day in a continuous process that we could start to use in maybe fleet vehicles or, you know, some kind of small established set of vehicles that we could test out in the long run.
I'm talking to Zach McMurray, who's pioneering a method to make us free of fossil fuels by using human waste. And I'm curious, corn is the basis of ethanol, and there are a lot of farmers across the Midwest who've converted their food crops into ethanol crops, essentially. How is fuel that's made from human waste different from the ethanol that's produced in such vast quantities?
You know, we start with a waste with the biosolids from wastewater treatment plants. And right now, you know, there's not a real valuable commodity that you can turn that into. You know, there are some people in King County, like I said, that are trying to produce some products from that, but they're using very small amounts of it, and they're basically trying to make fertilizer from it, which is very good. But our technology actually uses ethanol in its process, and what it does is it allows ethanol producers to kind of leverage the amount of ethanol they're producing. For every 2 kilos of ethanol that goes into our process, we're able to produce 4. So it actually, the nice thing about it is that we can leverage the ethanol industry and be able to really produce large amounts of biofuel with that. It might actually relieve some of the land use that is caused from ethanol, because if we were able to blend it with gasoline instead of ethanol, right then we immediately double our production capacity of the biofuel industry.
The other question that I have is that some problems have arisen in cars that use ethanol because of water vapor that comes when the ethanol separates from the gasoline. So I'll just call it poopaline. Is your product going to be any different if it's got ethanol in it?
Yeah, so it's actually, the nice thing is it's one of the steps in our process that uses ethanol. It actually chemically transforms the ethanol into a larger, I'll say, carbon chain without being too technical. But basically what that does is our fuel does not absorb water like ethanol does, because it's a larger carbon chain, so it's much more hydrophobic, which keeps water out of the system. And so it actually fits into the existing infrastructure for gasoline much better than ethanol does.
What does your wife think to you dedicating your life to poop?
So, you know, I will say that I've definitely found the woman for me. She's actually a naturopathic doctor. And so, you know, I think she's very in tune with it. And it's something that, you know, my friends, they years ago, as we were doing this, you know, and I start telling people what I'm doing on the side, you know, it's the project I have going. We're making, you know, biosolids to biofuel. And they say, well, what are biosolids? That's stuff left over at sewage treatment plants. And they immediately just jump on calling it poopaline, you know, and that's something that I think now I've kind of embraced, and just, you know, on our campaign, we totally just go with it.
Zach McMurray is the co-inventor of poopaline, a car fuel made from human feces.